From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea claims to have detonated its fourth nuclear device. The UN Security Council plans to meet Wednesday following announcement the North conducted another nuclear test, what Pyongyang says was its first successful hydrogen bomb test. The blast was condemned by both South Korea and Japan. The U.S. says it will respond appropriately to this provocation. A hydrogen bomb is far more powerful than an atomic weapon. Bruce Bennett, a Korea analyst with the RAND Corporation, cast doubt on the claim.
Given the scale is logarithmic, that means this one was about 1.5 times as powerful as the last one. So it takes it barely up to the level of the Hiroshima blast, roughly speaking. That's not too impressive for a fourth nuclear test.
He says to be a true hydrogen detonation, it should have been 10 to 100 times more powerful than the North's previous blast. A U.S. service member has been killed, at least two others wounded Tuesday in fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand Province. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook telling reporters the U.S. troops came under fire while conducting a train, advise, and assist mission.
They were with Afghan special forces, as we've had U.S. special operators previously, but we don't yet have all the circumstances, all the details to determine exactly what took place and particularly how this casualty took place and how these people were injured.
A helicopter was sent to evacuate the wounded, but was unable to take off when a rotor struck a wall compound. Intense fire prevented a second helicopter from landing. Peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition have been postponed. The talks, which opened in Uganda last month, were to continue Wednesday in Tanzania. A senior Burundian government official said the government will not take part because of the inclusion of those, he said, that are supporting violence. An opposition coalition said they hadn't been invited. This is VOA News. Kuwait Tuesday joined other Saudi allies in taking diplomatic action against Iran over the storming of the Saudi embassy in Tehran, following Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shia cleric. Monday, Bahrain and Sudan joined Saudi Arabia in cutting diplomatic ties with Tehran. In Washington, a top presidential envoy on countering the Islamic State, Brett McGurk, was asked what impact the sectarian divide may have on efforts to fight the IS group in Iraq.
Secretary Kerry here was on the phone almost all day yesterday. We are encouraging de-escalation, because any time you have regional polarization, regional escalation, it obviously can cause difficulties, and it opens up seams for extremists on all sides to take advantage of the situation. There were reports yesterday of a couple mosques that were targeted. The government of Iraq immediately responded to that. But obviously it's something that we're concerned about, and that's why the secretary's been spending so much of his time on it.
Meanwhile, Iran's president said Tuesday that Saudi Arabia cannot, quote, hide its crime of executing Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. President Obama Tuesday announced executive action aimed at reducing gun violence in the United States.
Every single year, more than 30,000 Americans have their lives cut short by guns. The United States of America is not the only country on earth with violent or dangerous people. We are not inherently more prone to violence, but we are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency.
His actions require more gun sellers to get licenses, more gun buyers to undergo background checks, tightens enforcement of existing gun laws, increases mental health treatment, and expands research into gun safety technology. Larry Pratt, head of the Gun Owners of America, says there is a better way.
If he wanted to advocate change in the law that would actually be beneficial, he could work with us to get rid of gun-free zones, because all of our mass murders in public have occurred since 1950, all but two, in these gun-free zones.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, called Mr. Obama's proposals a dangerous level of executive overreach. India's defense minister says a total of 6 militants were killed following an attack on an airbase in northern India. The assault, which began Saturday, left 7 security force personnel dead. Pakistan says it's cooperating with India on the investigation. The United Jihad Council, based in Pakistani Kashmir, claim responsibility. The key Libyan oil port of El Cedar is under attack as the Islamic State by the Islamic State for a second day Tuesday. At least 7 guards defending the site have been killed as IS fighters push out of their stronghold in Sirte toward the so-called oil crescent along the country's northern coast. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.